to the Utah Puck Report. We had to take last week off. That was my fault.
It happens. It happens.
I'm your host, Jay Stevens. Glad to be here. With me is the other host,
Gary Michaels.
And then a very special guest. You should be here more often.
Hey, you're in charge.
That's right. He is.
That's why it's really? Always I mean, such a circus. You don't put me in charge of stuff.
Yeah. I'm happy to come in whenever, but, you know.
So, Jared Youngman, what is your official title?
Just the vice president.
Just the vice president.
That's where it's at.
That's a guy with aspirations. Right now, I'm just the vice president, but you just wait. Because pretty soon, I will be the president.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, you hope.
You've been the vice president for a long time.
10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I have so many things I want to talk to you about because, you know, since we've started doing this show, and you were one of the first guests we had on, and we talked about stuff, and we talked about your history, and I wanted to tell your story, and then we talked about promotions and stuff that you had coming up last season, and then, you know, I post about the Grizzlies all the time because that's our hometown team, and then I post about, you know, I wrote the story about the AHL teams looking at Utah as a potential. You know, they looked at the Maverick Center and they looked at the Utah Grizzlies and they looked at our fan base and they said, you know what, that's where we'd like to put a club. And that wasn't just one NHL team. There were multiple NHL teams that say that. And the thing that surprised me and the reason I wanted to have you back, and I know that you have to be politically correct with a lot of your answers. And I know. And
oh, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah, I already know that part. And I know that maybe we can't get the 100% answers to the questions I'm going to ask. And but the thing that's been surprising me is almost the counterculture. It's almost like there's some pushback. And I think maybe a lot of misperception on people's parts because I posted it. I'm like, hey, and I had some pretty good insider information. And you call me and you're like, all right, so I obviously caused problems for you by writing that article, but I had just sat the bench for the Vancouver Canucks and I had an amazing conversation with Vancouver who enlightened me to just how many people were looking at this market.
Yeah.
And so the response I got from the article was huge. It did really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it made it so KSL was like, hey, people are reading hockey articles. Do more of them.
Right.
Which is a blessing and a curse because that means I have to figure out more articles to write.
Yeah.
And as we all know, I'm not actually a journalist.
No.
So
it's one of your 14 jobs, right?
One of my 14 jobs.
It's lower on the totem pole.
And, it's number 14 of the 14.
It's if you went back and talked to because I took creative writing. If you went back and told these people at Murray High or at Shattuck when I took these classes and said, hey, he's writing articles for newspapers, I'd be like, no, not Jay Stevens. Like barely passed the class. Like we had to give him extra, you know. So anyway, the feedback I got, that's the whole thing I'm getting to here. The feedback I got on the articles was Elmore suck. Elmore's are ruining the market.
Yeah.
Grizzlies are ruining the market.
Yeah.
And they're still mad at Larry H. Miller.
Yeah.
And so I was a bit taken back by that. And then there were some people that maybe don't quite understand. Well, the whole thing they don't understand. Mm-hmm. But then there are people that are like, the Grizzlies are good at the ECHL, but they'll never compete at the AHL. And I'm like, no, they bring in the AHL talent. Like if Vancouver came or San Jose. So, and I'm just going to throw out a couple names that I know had been looking, and you don't have to agree or disagree because I know, but I know that, Vancouver looked because they flat out told me that this was one of the markets they're interested in. We know that the owner of the Vegas Knights, well, all of a sudden forgetting his name. Anyway, he mentioned right away when they brought the Knights in that he was interested in Salt Lake as a market. And we know that possibly the San Jose Sharks. I don't know that 100%, but I know that they were. I know that they were looking to possibly move their farm club out of their same building, and now they have another building. I also know that Calgary, however you want to say it,
the Flames.
But what a great fit! We have such a history with the Flames.
Yeah.
So that's three. I'm forgetting somebody. Somebody else. Well, no, that's it, right? Vancouver, San Jose, and Calgary, and Vegas. Yeah, so four. Am I leaving anybody out? Any insider information?
No, I think you're pretty good.
Okay.
Accurate.
So
I mean, you know, maybe there's one more. I don't know.
Okay. You're just teasing me now.
You know?
All right. So I do the article, and the information I have is, you know, I go out, I do the research, and I actually make sure that everything I say is as accurate as it can be.
Right.
And now maybe – and there's a couple times that things have been edited after I turn them in, because I know the difference between where the Vegas Knights were putting people now compared to where they were putting people in the beginning.
Right.
And at one point they changed – so just so people know, after I turn the article in – there are two different editors that look at it, and then they just publish it. They don't send it back to me. They just publish it after they change it. And in one of the articles, I was talking about juniors, and I used the term juniors like four times in a sentence. So they changed juniors to Little League. And I was like,
whoops.
Okay. Is that rec hockey?
So then I immediately start, yeah.
Totally.
I start getting, like, I didn't even know the article had been published yet, and I start getting angry texts from people like, it's not Little League, it's juniors, blah, blah. I'm like, I know. What are you even talking about? And then I read the article, and I immediately text the editor, and she's like, I'll fix it right now. So she fixed it.
That's great.
And it was just one of those things where they're like, you know, I'm not the most creative writer, so sometimes I'll use the same term too often.
Right.
And then they change my words.
But the term you use is correct.
Yeah.
I mean, they could call it Pee-wees, Beer League. I mean,
right. But when you're talking juniors, you're talking
Bantams.
Major junior or junior A hockey, and that's what I was talking about. I was talking – and I think it was about Daniel Brickley or whatever. So anyway, when I go out and I do these articles, I try to make them as accurate and as informational as possible. And then the feedback that we get is it's just shocking to me. Is it shocking to you?
Yeah, it can be. There's a lot of fans, hockey fans, that have, you know, and they're, what they want to say is good. I mean, we all have our opinions and everything. There's a lot of times that I want to respond.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Right.
You know, trying to be politically correct on certain things. And, you know, end of the day, you know, anybody that wants to badmouth the Elmores has no clue what they're talking about.
Right. Because without the Elmores, we would not have hockey in Utah. And that's
no.
And that's something people have to understand. And I maybe got into it a little bit with somebody that posted on, I think it was on one of your, on a Grizzlies post, somebody posted something else. Or was it one of my posts?
No, so big hockey guy, Mark Woodmansey.
Oh, right? That's what it was, yeah. Right. Former DJ.
DJ, yep. You know, Woody used to work for the Grizzlies. Yep. You know, Mark put a post on there that, you know, one of our, you know, weekday games, the crowd wasn't very big. He made a comment, and, you know, his comment's correct. There's no a lot of people on the building on a Wednesday night.
Right.
You know, and so... somebody within the staff ended up blocking him, so he put a thing in there about, you know, way to block. And, you know, that's one I did respond back on. And I said, you know, it said, hey, you know, back in the day, Tim Mauser would have called that dress like a seat night.
right.
You know, and so I was able to get a little bit of dialogue going. And obviously there's some fans such as yourself and some other guys that, you know, they'll kind of come back and hit it. And obviously what did take place with the blocking should not have happened. You know, I had a conversation with Mark and said, hey, you know, I'm sorry, you know, for what that is. And you know, and he, I mean, he's a passionate hockey guy. And,
right.
And I think all of us, I mean, everyone's a hockey fan. We want to have the best level of hockey in the state of Utah that we can. You know, if the NHL would say, hey, we're going to come here, we'd all be ecstatic about it. You know, if the AHL comes back, we're all going to be ecstatic about it. But right now we have the league we do, you know, and for me, I was here when the ECHL came in and I'm still here now. And I can tell you there's a huge difference in play
with what's there.
And some of these guys that are responding may not have come out a whole lot, so they don't know.
Right.
They're just going to go back to what they heard. You know, and there's some guys that made comments that, you know, the Outliers would take care of the Grizzlies, which, you know.
Right. And so –
come
on. And my reply to that was – and, again, I love the Outliers. I love the Ogden Mustangs. I love – the WSHL for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a you pay and you play hockey. And it's
you call it a junior league or Pee Wee League?
So yeah.
League
so you wouldn't call it Little League.
Right.
In my day, that would be junior B or junior C, right? It's not
right.
Junior A. But now they have three tiers of junior A. So that's junior A tier three. And I believe there's more coming. But what they're doing right is they have a fan base, and that fan base comes to all the games, and they're moving. They're hoping to move to the next section. My other argument on that post was, okay, it's easy to say, well, I'm just going to sit back and wait. I'm not coming to the East Coast League. I'm going to wait till they go to the AHL. So basically they're saying, well, if you build it, they will come.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
To use the movie phrase. But that's easy to do with somebody else's money. And that was my argument. Mm-hmm. Like, the Colorado Eagles started in the CHL, right?
Correct.
So they were below. They were like A minus, right? So if the Grizzlies are double A and the Eagles are triple A now, then they were A-ish. And the fans came.
Correct.
And then they moved up to the ECHL and the fans came. And they sell the building out. And the fans are rabid about the Colorado Eagles to the point where their WSHL team is the Colorado Eagles also, the juniors, and the fans are going there too. So my argument is, and exactly what I said to the guy, and I hope I didn't want to belittle anybody or even when my wife read the post, she says, well, that kind of belittles the Grizzlies a little bit too, because I said, we're seeding this flower. Right? And I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep watching the Grizzlies because, man, it's amazing. And when you have some of the guys come through here, for any fan that comes through and says, oh, well, you know, some of the old timers that say, oh, I'm not going because it's not like what the Eagles used to be.
Right.
That's a bunch of crap. Because if you watch in the last few years, the talent level that's come through here and the guys that have gone to the AHL, and as a goaltending, like, I love watching goalies.
Right.
And how I have the coolest hobby job in the world. You talk about my 14 jobs. One of my favorite ones is being the e-bug for the Grizzlies because I get to come out and skate with these guys.
Right.
And the talent level is phenomenal. Like, I'm not stopping pucks anymore. The guys hit me if they want to make me feel good. Otherwise, I just put it in the back of the net.
That's a good way to put it.
But yeah. to get out there and skate with a guy like Hunter Miska or to spend weeks as Aaron Dell's backup and to watch these guys that you know are – like, they have that X factor. And Aaron Dell was undrafted and, man, barely recruited in college. Like, the fact that he got to North Dakota and he had an okay season at North Dakota. He wasn't like, you get Jordan Parisian here that was a standout, set all kinds of NCAA and all kinds of North Dakota records. And then he starts in the CHL playing for, Kevin Cawley, right?
Yeah.
So he spends his time in the CHL as goalie of the year, comes to the ECHL, does not spend very long with Utah.
No.
But I got to work out with him, and I got to see maybe I wasn't working out. I got to be
you
on
gotta,
the ice.
You got to watch him take care of business.
I got to watch his work ethic, and I got to watch his determination as he came here. And the other goalie at the time was Bobkov.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird dude, by the way.
Yeah.
Such a weirdo.
Still playing.
Love the guy to death. But, man, when I came in one day, I'm like, I can't find my mask or my glove. And then I'm like, is somebody playing a joke on me? And then I look out, and Bobkov's on the ice already, and he's got my stuff on. Like, who does that for a goalie?
He must have liked it.
Yeah. I would not put my hand in any other goalie's glove.
He heard you did well that one, you know, Star Wars night.
Right.
The year before.
Right.
So he was all over it.
I'm a bit of a legend.
In your own head, yes, you are.
I'm sure all the other goalies that come in are like, hey, I can't wait to see that e-bug guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, I do have nice gear, though. So.
Also a rep, right? So, I mean, another one of your many jobs.
Exactly. So I find it's easier to go work for a company than to buy stuff from a company.
Right.
It's way cheaper on a firefighter's salary.
No kidding.
So anyway, which is why I work here, for free concert tickets.
Of course.
So I'm willing to put in 30 hours a week so I can go to concerts.
Can you get me some? Because I need some.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting them here anymore. But I remember I put on my mask and it's all crooked. Like Bobkov had adjusted it all weird to his weird Russian head.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was so weird. Anyway, so... I just have this unique opportunity to see these guys in the talent level that the Grizzlies have. And, I mean, and like I said on that post, you're dealing with guys that have played junior A or have played major juniors and then played NCAA. And maybe they weren't the top three guys on the team. Because let's say that they played, like, I know you have guys right now from the University of Notre Dame. And the top guy from Notre Dame goes to the NHL and the second guy from the Notre Dame goes to AHL. The third best player on that NCAA team is in the East Coast League.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say that across the WHL, NCAA.
Yeah.
That's where those players are coming from. They're the third or fourth best guy on that team.
Yep.
And so for guys to sit back and say, no, I don't want to watch that. Why on earth would you not want to watch that?
Don't you just come support your team no matter what? Mm-hmm. I mean, right? And then whatever level.
Right. And that's the hope. I mean, it's that situation to be like, hey, look, you're coming. You know, we're hockey. You know, we're hockey fans. You know, and I'm not saying everybody's got to be a season ticket holder and you have to come watch them 36 nights out of the year. I mean, it'd be great. I mean, our job would be easy if we said, hey, everybody's going to buy them. But we get that everybody's busy. And Gary, you got kids that are playing. You can't come to every game. You've got kids that are traveling now and playing house rec games. And, you know, and so to me, it's just, hey, come and support. You know, come and see, because you might see one game and we do really, really well. And one night we might not do well.
Yeah.
But the more you come, the more you see it.
Yeah.
I think the better off you are. I mean, it's the memories that we're creating with stuff. I mean, Gary, you put a post on Facebook. Was it last week about, you know, was it last year?
My little Finn, you know, he's 9 years old. And he last year played in intermission. They're doing it this Friday night too again. Scored a goal.
Right.
It just, I mean,
the kids
both of my
that.
Kids have done that.
Yeah. Right.
Like multiple times. Right. And it's amazing. It's just so much fun.
But it's the experiences and the fun things that you can kind of look back and say that's where it's at. And I think that's sometimes too where it's tough that – you know, the guys that love the Golden Eagles, what were they doing back then? You know, were they probably single, hanging out with those players?
Yeah.
They were heavily involved in that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, now the players' ages all kind of stay the same every year.
Yeah,
but
we all
get older. And so it's like we age out of the fact of, hey, we're going to go hang out with the players or be more involved that way there.
That's the thing I love about them high school girls. I get older, they just stay the same age.
Yes,
it just reminded me of that. But yeah, same thing, right? So, and that's a great point. The irony of it is so as you do get the family, so I grew up going to every game, and I'd have to go to Harmon's and get the $5 ticket. And whatever, and
right.
I hadn't found a way to work for the Grizzlies yet, so I couldn't, you know, get the free tickets. But I would go. That was my date night too, forever. And then, you know, I get married. I swear, and I guarantee you, one of our first dates was a Grizzlies game.
Yeah,
I get married and I have kids, and my kids start playing hockey. And then, you know, why the only reason I miss Grizzlies games, the only reason I don't go to Grizzlies games those nights is because my son either has a practice or he has a game.
Yeah.
So the irony is, as these guys grew up, the hockey pulls you away from the other hockey.
You know, it's funny because I'm not thinking about that now. I had two best friends I lived with, and one ended up selling for the Grizzlies for quite a few years. But we would go every game, you know. We'd go up, eat up at the restaurant, and then go check out the game. And even when he didn't work there, you know. And then the family begins, and like you said, you know, things kind of change a little bit.
Yeah.
But the team's still there.
Team's still there.
Great entertainment.
Right. Yeah, and that's the kicker. It's you know, it's there for all of us to go out and enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
and to come and support it. You know, back when the Vegas came into play and they are talking AHL, and you know, I had a guy that on Facebook posted, "Oh, AHL, I'm buying season tickets." You know, so I called a guy, I knew him pretty well, and I said, "Hey, why don't you support what you have now?"
Yeah,
you know, to go there. I mean, going back to Elmore's, he wants the best level of hockey.
Yeah.
But he's a business guy. I mean, you know, if you think about it, the NHL was talking American Hockey League 25 years ago or 20 years ago, right? Dave's the first one. He was the pioneer in bringing the American Hockey League West. Unfortunately,
nobody else
followed it.
That's what Tim Mauser was telling us. He said, hey, when we came in here and we were, you know, we brought – the Denver team here to Utah in the IHL.
Right.
And then we made the jump to the AHL, and they said, hey, the AHL is coming west. All the NHL teams are going to come out here in this. So the idea was there 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And the Elmores, you know, what can you tell us what the difference is on, like, give us some of the cost differences on running an AHL team as far as travel and as far as what you have to pay? Like, do you know these things? Like salary?
I don't have. I mean, salary wise, there's going to be a big difference, right?
Well,
our salary in this league, the Tim Branham has about $12,000, I think about $12,500 a week that he's going to split amongst all the players.
Yeah.
Compared to in the American Hockey League, you're going to be salaried, you know, anywhere $50,000 to $100,000 probably. There, I mean, your affiliation agreement's probably going to be a little bit higher in the American Hockey League than it would be in the ECHL. You know, your travel expenses, you know.
Now they're less. Now they would be.
Well, travel – now here's the thing. When we first – you know, in the A, our closest team was San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas,
Yeah.
which is still a flight.
Oh, yeah.
We were flying everywhere in the A. When we first joined the ECHL, everything was pretty much bus. We were busing to Colorado, busing to Phoenix, you know, busing to Idaho.
Five teams in California.
Yeah. I mean, when the Eagles, when the CHL merged with the ECHL, now we're busing to Colorado.
Yep.
You know, well, now your Colorado, your California teams have gone to the A, you know.
Colorado's in the A.
Colorado's in the A. All you have left is Idaho. So now we're busing to Idaho.
And flying,
and
everywhere,
flying everywhere else. So so your travel expenses have kind of gone up a little bit more because we are flying, you know, more places.
Yeah.
But so you've got that that comes into it. I mean, you know, having the piece of paper of where you play is going to be more expensive in the A than it is in the E.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, I think if you look at it with Mr. Elmore, I mean, he's trying to find what works best for him. I mean, again, he's a business guy. He is a hockey guy. Yeah, and I look at it and it's stuff because, you know, in this town, you've got the basketball team,
yeah,
and the owners are local. The baseball team, the owners are local.
Right.
You know, and Dave Elmore, I can tell you, Dave Elmore cares about this team. He does. You know, he's on the phone weekly, sometimes two or three times a week, talking about what's going on with, you know, those of us that are here in Utah. He's not traveling in and he's not at the games all the time, but he still cares.
Right.
You know, I mean, I look at it, you know, I was with the team. I left for a couple of years. If Dave didn't care, why would he wanted me to come back?
Yeah.
If he thought I was, you know, an asset to the team, why would he want me to come back if he really didn't care? He does care. He just isn't he's not present. But for him, does he need to be present? I mean, if you've got myself, you know, Joe Roberts, Kevin Bruder, we're here to kind of help make things happen. He doesn't have to be present. But the fans need to realize that Dave does care. Even when he was losing all those money all those years, he still cared. But he's a business guy. He had to find something out.
Right.
You know, now.
And that makes sense. And
yeah,
we can't.
Totally.
And I don't know. I honestly don't know 100% of what happened with Larry H. Miller. We got a little bit of it from Tim Mauser. And we got a little bit more with Brian Patafi, kind of told us his parts of it. And, like, I don't know. And that's history. Whatever happened then happened. And it sucked to not have hockey here.
Oh.
Sucked.
And I would agree, right? At the time, I wasn't way into hockey then. You know, when I first started looking at it, I thought, oh, maybe Larry owned him for a year. Maybe owned him for 2 years. And I was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
Larry owned the team for 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, if you own a team for 5 years, you're probably trying something.
Right.
But again, is it the fan base? I mean, I've got in my office attendance numbers for every year in the Golden Eagles, and I have every year for the Utah Grizzlies. I know where we sit compared to last, you know, those years.
All right.
And there's sometimes we're up, sometimes we're a little bit down, and it could be for whatever reason they are. But we're not as bad as people really think they are.
Okay, so dispel some of that for us. What is it like in the 80s? Give us some average attendances that you saw on there.
Well, now you have to ask me. Now I got to think about that.
But just ballpark.
You should have told me. I would have brought. I could have taken the piece of paper down and brought it with.
But you have a ballpark idea.
Yeah. No. I mean, you're probably looking 6,000-7,000 maybe at times. 5,000 at times.
And that's a yearly average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And right now, I mean, we're averaging, you know, around that 5,000 mark.
Yeah.
You know, now, again, going back to Mark Woodmansey's comment about, you
Wednesday
know,
night.
Cricket, right? Cricket. Hey, yeah, we're going to be lower on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But,
absolutely.
You know, this Saturday night, we've got military night. We're going to probably have 8,000-9,000 people in the building.
Yeah.
And those weekends make that difference to those weekday games. But the attendance was there. And now, yeah, you go back to, okay, what was around back when the Golden Eagles were here? Basketball wasn't what it is now.
Right.
Did you have all the ski hills back then?
No.
Was high school sports what it is now?
Well, that definitely wasn't.
You didn't have MLS. You didn't have, you know, I mean, there's a, life has changed. I mean, you go back to it, you know, people with kids.
Yep.
You know, all those guys back then that were probably single or newly married. Well, now we have kids. You know, now what are we doing?
Yep.
I mean, I'm telling you, you're probably the same. Well, I know Gary is the same, but, you know, he and I both have kids that are playing in a tournament this weekend,
yep.
Right? I mean, I've got my daughter and my son. So I've got a daughter in Provo playing tournament. I've got my son in Salt Lake playing a tournament. And, oh, by the way, I have 3 Grizzlies hockey games I got to figure out.
Yeah.
So everything is so busy
right.
that life does change. And I think sometimes we lose the perspective of what happened then, what's going on now, and then, you know, how do we keep the support? I mean, I've got guys that, you know, hey, they're going to support the team as long as I am there. Hey, and I appreciate that. And I get that they want the American – I would love to have the American Hockey League.
Yeah, we all would. I mean, honestly, I'd love to have an NHL team here.
Yeah.
But I know that's not realistic right now.
Right. I mean, I look at it. If the American Hockey League comes in, you know, is there – you know, where the affiliation – do I still have a job with the American Hockey League team? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if you want – I mean, just go to a couple of our kids' games and then go see the Grizz, man. It's just –
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those guys
yeah.
are good.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, and for us, it's getting the players out to the practices and getting them involved.
Yeah. We talked last year about that, and that's awesome. I mean, you know, when those players come out, they came to a couple of my kids' practices, and they loved it.
Right.
Well, and that's one of the other things that comes up on these posts is they say, oh, well, the Eagles used to really, and I'm not trying to bash anybody that's making these posts. I'm just trying to educate everybody, or at least give my opinion on it, is that everybody says, oh, well, the Golden Eagles used to go out and they used to do this and that and this. And I'm like, the Grizzlies do all of that.
Right.
The Grizzlies are in the elementaries every day. And again, when I'm in the locker room, you see it. They're like, hey, all right, these guys are going after practice today. These guys are going to this elementary and these guys are going to this night skate. And the guys are enthusiastic about it. They enjoy it. They go out. The kids enjoy the interaction. And you were talking about, like, your kids, Gary, thought it was amazing to have a Grizzly on the ice with them.
Absolutely.
And then they go into the next game, and this is where it ties in, right? Is they go to the next game, and they're looking, hey, it was number 18 that was on the ice with me the other day. Where's number 18? Oh, there he is. He's awesome or whatever. Right. Oh, look, he just got in a fight and got a goal. And that's the tie-in. That's how – so I got into hockey because the Eagles went to an elementary and hooked – a guy that I ended up living by, right? The Eagles go to an elementary and they do a thing where Jeremy Miller and Bill Miller at the time become hockey fans.
Right.
And then in, I don't know, eighth grade, ninth grade or whatever, they had a half pipe in their backyard and I'd always go over there and skateboard. And then they'd want to play shinny hockey after we'd skateboard. And then next thing I know, I'm playing for Murray High. And that's all from somebody going to the – so the Grizzlies are doing the exact same thing the Eagles did to seed the market.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably doing a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, and it may be we're doing a lot.
Yeah.
We may not be promoting it and pushing it out. Hey, this is where we are every day of the week. But we're out there. I mean, it's, you know, this week the players have been all sorts of places. I mean, there's things that, I mean, Tim Brennan himself, he'll set up player visits to Ronald McDonald House without even going really through the team. It's just, hey, it's important to him as the head coach. So he'll get the players and go do stuff. And there's times that we're going to push it out, and sometimes we don't. But that's where that hook all starts.
Yeah. I thought it was cool because with the Arrow and with KSL, we do the Ronald McDonald House too.
Right.
And we go and we do a week where we broadcast live. And I was there, and I'm talking to somebody there was from, I want to say, Calgary or somewhere. There were hockey fans that were there, and their kid was getting special treatment here at the U, maybe even at the Burn unit. And we were talking to them, and I'm like, hey, you know what? This family is a hockey family. I'm getting you guys hockey tickets. And they're like, oh, we got them. Ronald McDonald House took care of us already. Yeah. The Grizzlies are in here, and they, you know, the Ronald McDonald House thinks the world of the Grizzlies. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's all I got.
Yeah.
I don't have any other freebies. You guys want an Arrow Cup?
Yeah, nothing. There's your chip flip.
Yeah.
That's my ace in the hole is to give people's Grizzlies tickets and then, you know, or an Arrow T-shirt.
Right.
That's all we have, really.
That's, yeah.
So anyway,
that's
I want to emphasize that you guys are doing all the grassroots marketing that, I mean, and then you have meetings where, so you and I brought Guns. I remember I called the Grizzlies one day and I'm like, I want to do Guns and Hoses here. And at first they're like, what are you even talking about? And we sat down and I said, I want a firefighter, police officer name. And they, at first it was, who was the GM then?
Was it McBurney? Before McBurney.
Yeah. It might have been Jerry McBurney. Yeah, I think it was. Anyway, he's like, I'm not sure you're going to have enough police officers and firefighters that play the game. So then I had to go out and find police officers and firefighters. But it's you and I, day one, sat down and planned that out.
Right.
And we go through and we have to kind of fill it out because it's not the same as the NHL.
No.
Because, you know, they've been doing them in New York and in Chicago and Boston, and where they have tons of guys. I mean, you go play those teams, and they've got – most of the roster has NHL games.
Right.
So you and I mapped this whole thing out, and it's successful. It does well. And about at the five-year mark, I can't remember if it was you call me or somebody from the ECHL calls, because we started it in the A. And then I get a phone call from the East Coast League, and they're like, hey, we want to talk to you about how you guys do Guns N' Hoses.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk to you about how that's how did you guys make it so successful? And I know – I'm not just tooting our own horn.
Yeah, that's fine. It's all about tooting our horn. Let's toot it.
Because we're pretty neat that we did that. No, I'm just kidding. So it's an awesome thing that we did, and the ECHL is like, hey, this market did this, and it works, and it's awesome. And I know that the Utah Grizzlies go to these same meetings and they say, well, this market's doing this. This market's doing this. Let's bring the most creative and the most fun and let's make this and let's keep our ticket prices similar. And so there's when people say, well, the Grizzlies don't do this or the Grizzlies need to do this, it's been thought of.
Oh, yeah.
And most times that people post things, it's already been done or is being done.
Right.
And they just aren't not paying attention.
I'll go here. I mean, there's things that we may not be doing. Right, I got an email from a lady, talking about doing an autism night.
Yeah, that's me too.
You know, yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, come in. So she came in, and I said, here's where it's at. And we need people. You know, we can do so much of it, but we need people from the outside.
Yeah.
To, you know, for her, she has a son that is autistic, just got diagnosed. And I'm like, hey, we can do an autism night. This is what we're looking at doing. So she's kind of now that champion on the outside trying to help this autism night be big. You know, Saturday night, we're doing our military night. We've always done a military night. Well, a couple years ago, we had guys in the military that saw what we're doing Guns N' Hoses wise, which again started 20 plus years ago, and said, can we do that? And it was like, yeah. So this Saturday, we're going to have in the afternoon two teams. Or two games in the afternoon before our game at night. And it's taken after the Guns N' Hoses. But we do. As teams, we talk over, okay, what are you doing great? What are we doing great? I mean, I can tell you for us, again, tooting our horn, everybody, we get calls all over the place. I get calls from teams. How do you make it? Well, we make the players sell tickets.
Yeah.
And they're like,
the guys put in a lot of work.
We can't do that. And I'm like, well, that's, you want to make it successful. That's where you get... You know, I mean, we've got a staff of five or six, but for one night, our staff becomes 60 to 70 guys that are pushing minimum 30 tickets.
When we started, it was minimum 10.
Minimum 10, and we just, you know, we've kept it at 30. 30 is kind of that. But even
30 is a lot of tickets for a guy to sell.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's 15 people
right.
That's going to bring a date or, you know, and somebody with them.
And it's cool. And it's,
I mean, you've got
five kids.
Yeah, like you've got 15 jobs. So you have one person from each job buy a ticket and, you know, golden. Two tickets, you're good to go.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I want to touch on this too because I bring you the epilepsy night.
Yeah, epilepsy night started a couple years ago.
And then I started getting the weird challenges on epilepsy night because they're like, hey, you know, as a complication of epilepsy, the flashing lights.
You got to stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Well, and we don't. I mean, autism is the same way.
Yeah.
It's those, those flashing lights. And those are things that's like, okay, note to self, next year we got to, you know, turn no flashing lights or no strobe lights or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, turn the music down a little bit to make it work. But it's giving all, I mean, it's just taking these opportunities and saying, look, we can be all things to all people if we need to.
Right.
You know,
and
we've done we've done the throwback Golden Eagles nights this year.
I wanted that jersey.
You know,
so
this year
too.
We did a jersey with epilepsy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because people are like, what's that blue line on there for? And it's like, that's the same jersey they wore 25 years ago or 50 years ago when they started playing hockey. And it's like, oh, I didn't know that. Well,
yeah.
You know, it's, we didn't just put a blue in there just for the heck of it. You know,
we're here for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's amazing, and that's just one of those cool things too. And because like we're talking about it, and as a first responder, like when I go out, we're just now learning stuff about how to deal when I have an autistic patient.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I've been a medic. I've been an EMT since '97, and a paramedic since 2001, and literally just got an email in the last 6 months saying maybe this is something we should look at.
Right.
Maybe we should figure this part out.
Yeah,
And there have been times where, you know, you take an epileptic patient and you put them in the back of an ambulance and the fire engine's parked behind you and the lights are still on. And they're, you know, so now I'm in the back of an ambulance. This just, it's a disco ball, right. Basically, right?
Yeah.
So it's funny. And then to deal with that from the Maverick Center side to, you know, to make a night where somebody with an autistic child can take their night out and know that, all right, they're going to tone it down a little bit and maybe make it so that my kid can actually watch this game. Mm-hmm. They're going to tone the sounds down or with epilepsy, they're going to tone the flash. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, and I didn't realize this, but with the autism night, we're going to ask fans to bring trinkets to help, you know, earplugs, fidget spinners, you know, sunglasses, because each one's a little bit different. So, you know, the plan is we'll create bags that if they show up and it's like, hey, do you have a bag? Yep. And it'll have a handful of things in it that if the child needs something, gets bored or whatever, pull out the fidget spinner, let them, you know, kind of calm down and relax, put on the sunglasses, put on the earphones, whatever it is to help them, you know, relax with them. I mean, we've got a lady bought season tickets and her son, I believe he's autistic as well, but she sent an email just praising the staff because, you know, they want things a little bit different. He wants his fries double cooked.
Oh.
And so they go to the same concession stand.
That's awesome.
But the people in that stand know it. So they see her, they see him, like the fries are already double cooked.
Right.
You know,
that's fantastic.
You know, the workers that are down there in that area, you know, put extra time with him, and it might be a puck. Hey, here's a puck. But it just makes the difference. I mean, I got that email and it was an immediate, you know, DL everybody.
Right.
You know, hey, you know, and these are our these are part-time workers that come with us on event nights. And I sent an email, hey, you know, if you had staff involved, tell them thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of special situations, we kind of joked about it in the elevator, but what's going on with it? Because our take from the fire department stance seems to be a little bit different take than the rest of the population's taking on the coronavirus. And Western States League just canceled a bunch of games.
I saw that up in Washington.
Yeah. We just watched, again, my son's a soccer player. I try not to hold it against him. But he'll wake up early and watch those games. And there was a game with Ronaldo, one of the top players in the world. Is it Ronaldo? That's his name, right?
It's soccer. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. Sure it's Ronaldo.
Lost me at soccer.
One of the top players.
We'll just go with you.
One of the top players in the world playing a playoff game, and they decided no fans.
Yeah.
And that was so crazy to watch. They come running out of the tunnel still, and you're like, no fans. So you can hear every touch they took on the ball. You could hear the coach talking. You could hear a couple times that they swore. And it was just like, what a...
Just go up to the fourth floor of the Maverick Center. The acoustics is fantastic. I'm telling you, you want an experience to hear what the players are saying? You got to sit upstairs.
Yeah, I like sitting upstairs. Yeah. I call you every once in a while. I'm like, hey, put me up.
Yeah, give me some upstairs. Yeah.
Nope. All right, so are you guys...
So we are heavily in looking into it. We actually had a meeting this morning to kind of go over it. I mean, right now it's, you know, it's we're status quo. We're always seeing what's going on. Obviously, you know, we're in contact with the league on, hey, you know, where's the league standpoint right now? Everything's all focused on the CDC. Wash your hands. You know, we've got Purell all over.
Yeah, we have it all over the building here, too.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So it's the precautions. You know, if, you know, on the employee side, hey, you know, if you feel like you're sick, if you've got temperature, stay home. Don't come into work. If you need something done, let us know. And so right now that's where it's at. You know, I'd love to say we're going to do a toilet paper giveaway Friday night.
You would sell out.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, there's no toilet paper to give away because it's already gone.
Yeah.
That and water bottles. Yeah,
I don't get.
Paper
but
towels.
Yeah, right, I don't get that either. Maybe we'll have Grisby just wrap him up in toilet paper just as a joke. But we're definitely in talks with the league. We're in talks with, you know, what else is going on. And right now it's, hey, you know, if you're sick, don't come to a game.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an employee, don't come to work. You know, if you do come to a game, you know, wash your hands and that sort of stuff. The beauty is, and we were talking about it, is for the most part, there's no doors to open at the Maverick Center.
Yeah, it's true. You
know, if it's nice outside, we'll have the front doors propped open. But there's no doors to go into the locker or into the bathroom. You know, so there's that we don't have to worry about. So we're going to be very cautious. The cleaning crew is obviously making sure we're cleaning things multiple times.
Right.
You know, we'll have Purell everywhere. Wash your hands. You know,
That is the one good thing. My wife makes fun of me a little bit, but I am neurotic about washing my hands.
Right.
I probably wash them 20, 30 times a day.
Yeah.
And that's being a paramedic for that long is just
right.
I'm to the point I don't like anything to ever touch my hand. It's even changed how I eat. Like meatball subs, no way. If it's
gonna have a knife and fork,
I could do the knife and fork. Yeah.
What? Come on, man.
It's something that happens, and that you see it with paramedics as they start getting older. I'm not like Howie Mandel bad. I haven't shaved my head, but I am pretty germophobic, so I do wash my hands a ton. And so I feel like I'm pretty
we'll make
safe.
Sure to not have meatball sub for you.
I feel like I'm pretty safe.
No, Garrett, I'll be eating with you, freaking a hand just full of it. And you'd be like, knife and fork, please.
Dripping down the arms.
I know, right?
And you'll see. And that being said, because the thing I get at the Maverick Center all the time, which kills me, because I've 100% changed my diet in the past 2 years. Like, I've cut out all this stuff. But every time I go to a Grizzlies game, I go get the garlic fries.
Oh, they're fantastic.
But I just eat them with two fingers so that I don't get them anywhere else.
Oh, my gosh.
And I won't stop wearing gloves or something.
I would. Oh, I wear gloves when I cook now. I wear gloves. So, like, I have gloves at home. I have gloves sent at home because I'm a little bit freakish now. And I would wear them if I could at the Maverick Center to eat. But I'll sit there. But the thing is, I can't stop eating and getting drinks.
Just ask. I probably can get you a pair if you need.
Get a box of those just, rubber gloves that the barbecue guys.
Yeah. Well, we are going to we'll have those for staff.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's not mandated, but if by chance you need it, then, you know, we'll have it there. But, you know, right now it's talked about and, you know, Kevin Bruder made a comment that you're probably not going to see any, you know, contract-wise with concerts and stuff that it's not in a contract, so they're going to probably still play a little bit. But
I was worried, man. I was so worried being in Vegas and seeing things get canceled when I had spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars from my 15 jobs on Bruno Mars tickets and Jabba
I think the biggest thing
I was worried
they're
going to get canceled.
Is the cancellation's really not coming from a local. It's the travel coming in, right?
Yeah. I mean, look at Vegas.
Vegas is it. Everybody's coming to Vegas to see stuff. So, I mean, we're cautious. We don't want anybody to get sick. We don't want, you know, we don't want to have that problem.
Yeah.
But we'll be careful with it and see. And
well, very good. Very good.
You know, maybe we'll be playing games with nobody in the stands. I don't know that answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on how bad this.
We'll be there.
Heineken virus. Well, yeah, we'll be there.
I'll be there. All right, so
there'll be three of us watching.
Before I let you go,
is that the next one?
It might be.
A Heineken game?
What?
What?
I don't know.
The coronavirus. You know, Corona is paying like they want to pay all this money to have them change the name.
I know. I saw it's the coronavirus itself has been around forever. The coronavirus is the same cold virus that you always have. Like you look on the back of your Lysol, it says that it fights Corona. It's the chain.
Right.
It's a different chain. So I feel bad for Corona, but
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Go buy stock.
I guess we better. Support somehow those guys.
Yeah, right.
Does General do them? Is that a Mike Brennan thing?
I don't think so.
Well, then
I don't think it is.
Then I'm not worried about him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Me neither.
Mike Brennan supports all the hockey. We support Mike Brennan.
Yeah, whatever Mike's got, we're good.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. So before I let you go, and we touched on it, but is the AHL still sniffing around a little bit? Can you say yes or no?
I mean, I guess you could say it could be, right?
That was perfect, actually.
Do you want a politically correct answer? Here's the deal.
I knew I'd get a politically correct answer.
You know, they very well could be. I mean, obviously, you've talked with Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've just said that.
I still text the GM of Vancouver. How cool is that?
I think in that situation, you know, we're happy where we're at.
Yeah.
Does that mean we do not want the American Hockey? No. I mean, the people that think that, I mean, I would say the stance is we're happy where we're at. Hockey is in Utah.
Right.
If the American Hockey League comes in, you know, we'll talk to them. I mean, and are they talking? There could be talks that I don't know about.
Right.
Again, I'm only the vice president. I'm not the owner. I'm not the CEO. I'm not the general manager. You know, I'm not a head coach, you know. So there could be talks that I'm not aware about. You know, and when I needed to have some stuff, then they'll come and talk to me about it. You know, I mean, obviously the stuff that I oversee with the ticketing, you know, hey, if the American Hockey League comes in, you know, we may see a rise in ticket prices to help offset the costs that come with the American Hockey League. I'll probably be involved in that.
Yeah.
You know, from a fan standpoint, again, I would love to see the American Hockey League here.
Yeah,
you know, and I think, and I think there's a lot of things you can look at, right? The American Hockey League, you know, we have current control of our players.
Right.
In the American Hockey League.
Ish.
Ish. Well, yeah, ish.
You've lost seven in the last.
We have lost a lot. But, it, you know, on the American Hockey League front, you know, it's all up to the NHL team.
Right.
You know, I look back, you know, our years in the AHL, it was fun to see, you know, John Erskine, Trevor Daly, Steve Ott, you know, see these guys play here, and then the next night you watch them on TV.
Yep.
Well, that's a lot of fun. Our winning percentage is better in the where we're currently sitting than where we were.
Yeah.
But you've got the goods and bads and all in. So if they come in, yeah.
You could also tell.
I would say, and this is just my own personal opinion, I do not see another hockey team coming in and playing downtown. I just don't. That means you're going to have 36 games. And you're telling me that the Jazz are going to give up some of their prime dates,
right,
for a hockey team? I have a hard time with that. They're going to give up prime dates for a concert because that concert's going to bring them potentially quite a bit more money or a good amount of money,
right?
But bringing in, you know, so to say, you know, you were talking about, oh, they could go downtown. I have a hard time.
I know they looked at it, and the main thing that they didn't go for was. They weren't, and I don't want to violate any trust I have with Vancouver.
I don't either, so I'm going to be politically correct.
I know Vancouver looked at the Vivint, and I know that Vivint was like, yeah, you can come here, and they talked about dates, and they said, all right, well, where are we going to practice? What's going to be our home rink? Because they can't practice there.
No.
Because the Jazz are going to be there, and concerts, Celine Dion's going to be there, and Days of 47. Well, that's off season, but you get what I'm talking about.
Right.
But they couldn't figure out where to practice. And I said, well, I'm pretty sure, this is going to make a lot of people mad. I'm like, I'm pretty sure the A-Court, you could boot the Outliers for the right amount of money. And they said, well, where's the A-Cord? We didn't hear about that one. And I said, and plus Steiner's right up the street. So I texted them an entire list of what we had, what was there, and what kind of facilities they have. And it looked like that could have been an option. Now, we talked about, and this is speculation again, we talked about Elmore being a businessman. We talked about NHL teams saying, hey, this is an investment for us. They're not going to come in and partner with Elmore. They're going to say, hey, you're 80. Do you want to retire? Here's a few million dollars. We'll just take everything. And so they wouldn't be a partnership with Elmore. They'd be buying them out.
Right. See, and I'll tell you now, if that's the situation,
yeah.
Do I have a job? I have a job with the Elmores.
Right.
Right? If Elmores, hypothetically, to speculate, if they were to leave, my job is no longer.
Yeah.
I got to go fight for my job now. And that's if they're not bringing in a front office with them and saying, okay, the front office, now we're going to put them here because they're going to bring a team from somewhere that has staff.
Right.
So do I have a job? I don't know. I can't guarantee it. So now I worry. Now I don't want the American Hockey League in town
because
I want a job in hockey, right?
Yeah. I get
Jay
that.
Jay can work that into the deal for you.
See, and I don't know.
Please, Jay.
I'm pretty sure my e-bug days would be over.
Oh, 100%.
Although Calgary's kind of screwed those up for me anyway. Yeah. Or not Calgary. Colorado's kind of screwed those up for me a little bit anyway, carrying three goalies. But I did get a few days this year.
Yeah.
So, part of that is I've been kind of watching to see what happened in Vegas with them bringing San Antonio here to see what happened there. Did they bring the entire front office with them? And, of course, they're just down the street, too. So do they have people sell both tickets? Because remember, the Jazz were doing that with the Bees for a while. The Jazz were like, hey.
They still do kind of have that in certain aspects.
Yeah, Steve Johnson's got to sell both.
Sponsorship-wise, he's doing sponsorships for both.
See, we don't even do that in this building. Every radio station sells our own stuff here.
Right, yeah.
I think that's crazy. So, anyway, I kind of watched that. I don't want you to not have a job. I want the AHL here. I want you to still be – I still want you to be the vice president.
And I would love to stay that
because I still need to text you for free tickets.
Yeah, right. You need tickets so you can come to the game.
Look, I like you, and I want you to put food on the table for your kids.
Right.
But you're also my ticket source.
Right.
So you got to stay.
Right. So that's the thing.
I'm going to text the GM right now and let him know.
But that's the speculation. As I've talked to different people, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and say, hey, you know, I'd love to have them, but, you know, if they come in and Elmore does leave, the hockey team leaves that way there, okay, and then now where am I?
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I worry about my own personal just, you know, I want to stay in Utah.
You don't want to raise your kids in Utica?
Not really, no. No, I like Utah. I like the you know, what's happening here. You know, I know a lot of people play hockey here. We do a lot of fun stuff. So for me, it's that, okay, do I have a job? And there are certain people, it's like, oh, yeah, well, hopefully, you know, you should. And it's like, well, I should, but what if? I mean, what if they say, hey, we're going to bring them in. We're going to give you a year or 2 years to test the waters, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to bring, you know, you're out, and I'm going to bring somebody else in. Now I might be knocking the door saying, hey, can I sell for KSL or sell for the Arrow or something, you know?
You're always welcome. I mean, you're always welcome.
I definitely don't have the voice that Gary Michaels has. And you can't call me the G-man because I'm not the G-man, know? So who knows what
I'll
be doing.
Man.
The Jared man. I'm a young man. I'd just be the young man.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. All right. So
I don't know. Who knows?
I know. And you know, there's to take the speculation to the next step, Calgary, the Stockton Heat did not renew with the building that they're in. We know that.
Correct.
There were already rumors of, okay, well, and I'm just feeding the flame here. I know this isn't right. I know this is, but the ECHL in Utica would be stronger because of a cheaper budget to play all the teams that are over there.
Yeah.
So it could be just a flop. If it was Vancouver, it would be a flop. Grizzlies play. They're the Utica Grizzlies. The Comets are here next year. And then, or if it's Calgary, Stockton's already out of the building anyway. They're not 100% sure where they're going to play. So I'm just throwing that out there so the more people download the episode.
Right. And that's fine. Hey, and I'm all for speculation.
Okay.
You know, The rumors of, hey, we're being sold, we're gone. There are no rumors, right? I mean, Dave Elmore has his team here, and we're here for good.
Perfect.
You know?
Yep.
Well, hockey will be in Utah. Is it the ECHL? Is it the America? Who knows? You know, and you look at it too. I mean, going back to Vegas, right? They first came into town. They're talking AHL, and everybody's like, Utah. And they said Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
It wasn't us saying, hey, come to Salt Lake City. They said Salt Lake City.
Right.
But they had that plan of, hey, we're going to go 5 years. Now, Seattle, they're starting American Hockey League the same year. If that's what they want, great.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. Is that building going to be done in?
It better be.
What's that building?
In Palm.
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs.
Could not remember.
So, I mean, in that situation, and there were fans or, you know, hockey people that were upset that they didn't bring. We didn't have a say.
Right.
They didn't. I mean, it was Bill Foley, who's the owner.
There's the name.
Bill Foley.
Yep.
They made the decision to keep the team there.
Yeah.
And it could be because Vegas supports that team. And
Do
they look at it as, hey, here's where it's at. You know, I mean, I know Kevin was talking with Jared Bednar, the head coach of the Avalanche, about, you know, how great it is to say, hey, we're going to call somebody up and they're there in an hour's drive, a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
Same thing has happened in Vegas.
Well, they could be they could stay in the same,
you know, now it's
neighborhood.
And they will be in a way. I mean, once they build the new rink in Henderson, it'll be a little bit different. But I mean, we're always open. You know, I mean, again, there's probably calls that I'm not aware of. But I do know that Dave's not stuck in the ECHL. Dave is a sports guy. He wants to be where the best can be. But again, he's a business guy and he wants to take care of business.
You can't go bankrupt just to support it. All right. So, okay. We're running kind of long. So this is what I want to finish on. And it's the same for my podcast. So when we pitched this podcast, Gary and I wanted to do a podcast. I went in and I tell the sales lady, I'm like, hey, I want to do a podcast. She's like, that's funny because I've been wanting to do a podcast. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Well, the head of sales wants us to do a podcast. So we went and we sat down and we had a meeting. And I had this long list of everything that I'd cover. I'm like, I talk about the Grizzlies. I talk about local high school. I talk about this and this. And then the other head of sales is like, no, this is a passion product. There's not enough support.
Right. Yep.
And so we've been impressed with the support we get. But we also don't, like, we go to certain companies and they're like, you know, I say I support hockey, but I don't really want to financially support hockey or a podcast or whatever. Because think about it. Nobody listens to this podcast that's not a hockey fan. So if you want hockey fans, here it is.
Right.
And but we get the same thing. We get a little bit of pushback on sponsors. And it's the same thing that's going on with the Grizzlies. They're like, I'm going to wait and see what happens. Mm-hmm. I want to wait. I want to wait. I want to wait. Well, how long have the Grizzlies been in Utah?
Next year is 25 years.
And how long have they been in the ECHL?
Since 2006-07, I think, was the first year. Or 5-6. So it's been a while.
So my plea is this. If you are a hockey fan, then be a hockey fan. And I'm sad when I see the negative comments about hockey. And maybe I don't see 100% of the picture. And that's fine. You can be a hockey fan and be mad about the ECHL. Or you can be a hockey fan and be mad about my podcast or whatever I say or whatever I write. And you can be bad at Gary, you need to take some of the heat sometimes too, though.
Okay, man, I'm gonna try and work on that for you.
But at least support it so that whatever it is, you want to make it better, go and support it.
Yeah.
And support it by showing up, go to the building, buying the jerseys, be a fan, and help us make everything here better for hockey. Right. Help the Utah Grizzlies.
I mean,
help the Ogden Mustangs.
Again,
help the.
You want to speculate? Like, let's speculate. Let's hypothetically say that our attendance gets back to where it was in the I days.
Yeah.
Our average is 8,000-9,000 every night.
Yeah.
Or Fridays and Saturdays, and your Wednesdays is, you know, 5 or 6. If the flood of money is potentially there and the AHL comes calling and says, hey, here's the cost. Okay, let's just hypothetically call it, we need $1.3 million.
Yeah.
Okay. 1.5, we'll make it an even number. 1.5. Well, if the money's there, and it's like, well, that's a no brainer.
Yeah.
Compared to, well, we've got to do this. You know, maybe we don't have to increase ticket prices. Ticket prices stay where they're at because the money's already being, we're there.
Yeah. Economies of scale. Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly it. So, I mean, you could speculate and say, hey, again, I don't think it has to be season ticket holders. Okay, if I would I have season tickets? I don't know. Now, the benefits of season tickets with the unused ticket exchange and the free parking and all those things, yeah, I would buy them. But we've got small mini plan packages. We have group packages. I mean, right. I've got guys that are. I mean, you're a hockey guy. I mean, you're bringing groups to us. You're helping us in your way to do it. You know, I mean,
got the local union's coming.
All right. So, I mean, so those are the different things that I think we look at and say, hey, you can still come. And I think most of these guys that complain probably do support in certain aspects of it. And again, we're all going to have our own opinions of what it is.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
To me, I get people that, hey, you know, it's Elmore this, Elmore, but, you know, I'm with Elmore day in and day out. I've been a part of the Elmore Sports Group since 1999. You know, I've seen all sorts of guys come and go. I mean, Tim Mauser obviously was on air and, you know, loved him to death.
Yeah.
And he taught me a lot of things that I'm doing now. But Elmore does care. If he didn't care, I mean, the guy's, he's getting older.
Right.
Why not just sell it off and go retire and do what you want to do? No, he's very involved in the hockey organization and in the baseball teams he owns. He's got travel. I mean, he owns a lot of business. He's doing a lot of things.
Yeah,
he does care about hockey in Utah.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. Yeah. I'm sure.
Why still
guys
here?
Guys like that just need to keep ticking, and they love all the things they're involved in. I get that.
Right.
All right. So, I just like you say, embrace the Colorado model, like what the Eagles did. They started at the bottom. And now they're at the top.
Right.
And I just think that's when people ask about it, I said, that's how it's got to be. The fans got to embrace it. They got to go out. They got to just get fully involved in it. Right. And that's how it's going
to
be.
Yep. Get the family and head out to a game.
Yep.
It's the same. It's like just a little bit more than going to a movie. I think most nights it's the same as going. You can get tickets that are about the same price as a movie.
You can get 10 bucks. Yeah. In certain spots, you can get less. It depends on what's going on.
And those are my seats. I like to be back a little bit more. And so I get those $10 seats and sit back a little bit more.
Right.
And that way I can take in the entire game. I know some people, it's definitely a different experience when you're up against, on the glass.
Every seat's going to give you a different experience.
Yeah. It's the same
sitting
with the concert.
Sitting row one, sitting halfway up, sitting up in the top. I mean, again, you sit upstairs at the right game, you'll hear the players chatter back and forth.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it.
And that's fun. And
this Friday, you're going to come and see Finn on ice, you know, in person,
right? That's right.
You might see Gary Michaels walking around the concourse.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
Get an autograph from the G-Man.
Finn to win.
All right, Jared, I just want to thank you for coming out and,
Thanks for having me, guys, and taking the time.
And I hope nobody feels like we bashed on him. I just felt like this was an episode I've been really wanting to put together, and I was hoping you'd be, you know, honest and forthcoming. You're always honest and forthcoming. I just know there's not a lot of stuff that you can.
There's a lot, yeah. I mean, I'll give you what I can. But
and that's why I don't mind. Man. Oh, and I wanted to plug this, too. Because every once in a while I get a text from Jared being like, hey, will you rein Phil in a little bit? Because Phil Snyder goes off. And he'll chirp at somebody online or chirp about something, and he's got.
I love Phil.
Yeah, he's
Phil
he's
has
awesome.
Zero filter.
Right,
zero
he's a
filter,
drummer, man. He's a drummer.
But the cool thing about Phil, and I have it on my phone, is you guys are going to do an American Hitman Goal song or a song.
We're in talks with. So we asked them, you know, early in the year, and obviously they've been out torn and busy, so they finally got together. I says, hey, can you give me a goal song? Can you put a goal song together?
That's cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
I heard it. I'm not sure if we're going to have it by Friday.
Yeah.
But I know that, I mean, what he sent me was, it's sweet. So we just got to do a few little touches and things to it to figure out how to make it work. But it'll be the new goal song for the Utah Grizzlies hockey
team. They're so talented, too. Because that's those that don't know, American Hitman, that's our theme song that you heard at the beginning and that you'll hear in just a second because we're about done. So we're looking forward. Games Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock. Saturday afternoon, come watch some local military guys facing off each other. And then Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Awesome. We'll be there.
Church at 1 o'clock.
Perfect. Yeah. It'll be probably
about a 2.5-3 hour church. People are used to this. What now? 2 o'clock or something like that.
I have no idea. Perfect. The only church I go to is when the Grizzlies have church.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Have church 2.5 hour.
It'll be perfect.
Yeah.
I'll be up there eating the garlic fries with my dainty fingers.
Yes.
All right. That is it. We're out. That's the Utah Puck Report.